What's up, everyone? Welcome to the NG English Show. My name is John Drummond, or Yang Haowen.
Hi, 大家好，欢迎回到 NG 英文，我是 Stephanie。今天来宾在红楼资本以及 Comma 3 Ventures 这两间公司担任资深投资管理人。接下来让我们来欢迎 Alex。
Today I am joined by a superstar, my good friend who I've been trying to get onto the show forever, a senior investment manager with Red Building Capital and now with Comma 3 Ventures. He's an awesome dude, a humble dude, a fun dude, just wants to be friends with the world, and I'm so grateful he's here. So everyone, please welcome Alex.
Hey, what's up, John? Good to see you, man.
Boom. We were just talking...I just think it's so cool, man. You know, the company that you've helped, you're almost like a co-founder, basically, of these companies, had some really cool encounters with Dwight Howard. And I just love to hear how nice of a person Dwight Howard seemed to be.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Man, that's so cool. Just makes it, makes me feel so happy when like athletes and superstars are just awesome.
Yeah. I think likeHe just not bring the basketball to Taiwan, but also bring a lot of love. So I love that. All the energy.
Yeah, all the energy. Just like you, my man. Just like you. You bring all the energy out.
Let's do it.
Nice. Cool, dude. So I was hoping maybe we could start with a little bit about your career. You've had such a cool career. I don't know if anyone on our show remembers our good friend Ivan.Ivan and you have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, since high school.
Yeah, shout out to Ivan. And you guys started Red Building Capital, which was because of your high school.
Yeah. Right?
And then now you guys have gone on to fund a new fund, or start a new fund, I should say, called
Comma 3 Ventures. Yeah.
Yeah, so can you share a little bit about your career journey, all in finance, right?
Okay, cool. Yeah, so after I graduated from National Taiwan University, so I went to Dallas.For the Texas Instruments. I've been semiconductor for like 7 years. And after that, so we joined our startup, Red Building Capital. So Red Building Capital is a venture capital for investment at early stage. And we kind of like focusing on the Web3, Web2, like some Web3 technology, data science, cybersecurity. That was our first fund. And this is our second fund. The name is Comma 3 Venture. And Comma 3 Venture is the Web3 Ventures. So we're focusing on investment, the early stage of all Web3 technology, which means blockchain technology. Yeah.
I love it, man. Yeah, so...The last fund was talking about many different things, going into different industries, but now you and Ivan and I believe your other GP, fun word we'll talk about, general partner,
yeah,
I believe,
general partner.
GP, is Danny.
Yeah.
And you guys, and one other maybe, I think from Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore, Nicole.
Nicole, shout out to you guys. Your focus now really doubling down on Web3. And so, yeah, what can you share a little bit about that? Why is this only a Web3 focused fund?
Got it. So it's kind of like if you ever have a chance to invest in semiconductor 40 years ago, will you do that? Or if you have a chance to invest like .com or the cloud computing like 20 years ago, will you do that? So Web3 is kind of like the kind of situation. So we are on the very early stage of this industry. So Web3 is kind of like the new generation of the smart internet. Mm-hmm. So we want to invest in early stage to catch the bull run.
I love it, man. And it's, you know, it's a tough time to be in this industry right now. You know how much I love this industry, but past 2 years has been tough.
Yeah, very tough. It's like bull market. It's a bear market. Yeah. It's so bad.
Bear market, but we're kind of seeing a little light come back into, and, you know, as you told me off air,The times when it's dark is when all the noise goes away and the real teams who are really caring about the industry that have the innovation, the new technology are still growing. They're still trying and that's what you're focused on.
Yeah, we are pretty surprised because when we meet the bottom of the bear market and there's so many good teams just coming out because it's like bear market. So all the noise, all the like not legit team, they just die out. Mm-hmm. So bear market is the best timing to invest, to build.
I love it, man. And it's so cool because I want to share about the name Comma 3. Where did you guys get this name Comma 3?
Oh, this is actually a funny story. So there's a very famous show named Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So all of us are the big fan of Silicon Valley. So there's a character in the show. He's a very, very rich guy. And when the market is good, so he's worth more than $1 billion. So he's like, I got 3 comma.So I'm a billionaire. But when market is bad, he only got 2 commas, like millionaire. And he said, no millionaire, only billionaire. Because when you are a millionaire, the car door open like flat. But when you're billionaire, car open like up. Because you're buying like Lamborghini. So it's just so funny.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so comma three. So like you think 1,000,000,000,
yeah.
1 billion. I love that with the doors too. Yeah,
yeah,
it's the Lamborghini. Oh man.
Yeah.
You and Ivan have really come up with so many cool creative names, because Red Building Capital, that just sounds so professional, and it's just such a homage, as we might say in English, an ode to your school where you guys met and like became homies.
Yeah.
And now this is like a show that you guys both love. I'm sure the whole team, Nicole and Danny, love. And,
yeah.
And it just does that. So very, very cool.
来宾说他毕业于台湾大学之后就被德州仪器这间美国跨国的科技公司聘请去了德州的达拉斯。那因此在半导体产业待了7年，后来他们就创了红楼资本这间公司。那红楼资本主要会投资的项目是初期阶段的，那通常是跟 Web3、Web2 以及数位科学还有网络安全有关。那 Common3 Ventures 投资的是初期阶段的 Web3 科技，像是区块链。那来宾他们会选择投资 Web3 产业的原因是因为目前其实还处于很早期的阶段，那就像是如果给你一个机会在40年前投资半导体产业的概念是一样的。那来宾分析，因为近几年处于熊市，但反而在这个时间点他们觉得可以看到更多的优秀团队。他认为熊市是一个非常好建造与投资的时机。那来宾说 Common3 名声的由来是因为共同创办人跟他都很喜欢一个叫做戏骨的电视剧，那里面有一个角色是一个非常有钱的人，他会开玩笑说市场好的时候他的身价有10亿，所以会有三个逗号，但是市场不好的时候他就只是一个百万富翁，就只有两个逗号。然后他说他不想要成为百万富翁是因为车门都是平行开的，但是当你是亿万富翁的时候车门就会往上开，代表着说他开的是跑车。那红楼资本则是因为创办人跟来宾是在学校认识的，所以有点像是对于母校表示敬意。那我们来复习一下刚刚来宾跟主持人提到的片语跟词汇。第一个是 Cybersecurity Cybersecurity 意思是网络安全。第二个是 fund 意思是基金或是资金。第三个是 millionaire millionaire 意思是百万富翁。第四个是 billionaire billionaire 意思是亿万富翁。最后是 homage H-O-M-A-G-E, 意思是敬意。那我们继续来听接下来的专访吧。
Maybe if we can, Alex, can we step back a little bit? Because you weren't always this word we call venture capitalist. You come from a very technical background, is that correct?
Yeah, because I started in like electrical engineering back to the National Taiwan University. So we all been in the tech industry.So me and Ivan and Danny, we are all technical background. We were the engineer. Mm. So we were kind of like geek back to the day. Yeah.
Geeks are cool, man. They've always been cool. Yeah. So so now with Common3 Ventures and I believe with Red Building Capital, your job is really to look through these new startup companies and do what we call DD. Due diligence. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my like everyday job is helping to do the due diligence on a new project, because we have like 40 to 60 projects per week is coming in, and all these projects from all around the world. And there's a different, like some are doing the infrastructure, some are doing the technical stack or like a network innovation. So there's a lot of like technical part, like white paper. So white paper is like a big book of their thesis, like how, what kind of project they want to do and what kind of technology they use and how do they use their technology to solve the problem. So we need to spend a lot of time to research and to make sure, their topic makes sense, their technology can be delivered, or this is legit, algorithm. So we need to spend a lot of time to doing the research on it.
Oh man, it's so cool, but it sounds so hard, because really you're just getting these full-on thesis papers. I love how you said that. It's like thesis reports, and you have to look through it and be like, is this real? Is this feasible? And is this a good opportunity for them right now? And then you have to be like, hey, maybe we should put money there or not.
Yeah. And I think this is a very good process, because if you do the due diligence on different projects, which means you need to facing a lot of different projects, then you need to learn a lot, because every time you see new technology, you have no idea. So you need to Google it, do the research, maybe look into what kind of like AI model they're using or what kind of machine learning they're using. So you learn every day.
Yeah, man, it's beautiful. And I love that you have that hunger to keep learning. Yeah. You know, you're curious. You want to keep learning and knowing. And it's so cool. And, you know, as we'll touch on your English, I mean, you're probably doing a lot of this in English right now, right?
Yeah, because this is like global market, right? So all the like document, all the white paper, all the technical paper are all in English. And you need to like have a lot of call with the project team. So just like English meeting. So I think English is very important if you are doing a global business.
Mm. Yeah, man, it's really cool. And shout out to you and really just how humble you are, because I love, we're going to talk about your language a little bit later, but the energy you bring, it's cool, man. I'd be so happy if I was a founder of a new company and I get to meet you. I'd be like, oh man, I can trust this guy. Like, you know, you just seem like a cool dude to hang with.
Cause it's funny, right? Because, the early stage investment VC, when you invest a team in very early stage, we will say almost invest on the people. Mm. Because in early stage, maybe they're still in the POC, proof of concept. Maybe the product is not out yet. So it's all about the founder. You need to know these people is like trustworthy. They are legit. They have passion. They think they can deliver the product. So it's all about the people. So you need to find the people with great energy and the passion.
Mm, yeah. So you're really almost getting to know them as humans before you get too deep into their technical work.
Yeah. 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 And the fun part is like when you become a friend of this founder, you can dig out more information.
Mm, yeah, yeah, you can get the truth.
Yeah, get the truth. Not just like beautiful, fancy, sugar-coating words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, man. Cool. So thinking about Comma 3, what's your guys' future? What do you guys want to be working on as you expand more and more around the globe? I believe, if you don't mind, you were saying that this is kind of how a fund works. And I think maybe this would be interesting for our audience learning English. Red Building Capital had a fund and all that money was deployed. Good word right there. And so this is a new fund. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is the second fund.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you mind explaining that to our audience? Like, how does a fund run out of money or get deployed? How does that work?
Got it. So, usually in a VC, the structure will be like GP, LP. Mm. GP means general partner. LP means limited partner. And LP means the people with the money. So, the GP will raising the funds from the LP. So GP helping management the fund from the LP. So when we got the money, then we will invest the money, right? So we need to do a lot of like due diligence on different projects and find out like the trustworthy project. Usually it's like, if there comes in 100 project, usually only like 2 will survive.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. Great breakdown right there. I love that of GP and LP. Yeah. So LP is the money, if I'm summarizing that correctly.
Yeah.
And GP is like the fund managers.
Exactly.
Very cool, man. So cool. Well, I wish you nothing but success, Alex, and shout out to your team, Ivan and Danny and Nicole.
来宾并不是一开始出社会就在做创投。他其实在台湾大学就读的是机械工程，而他的合伙人也都是工程师。那现在他的工作主要是在做尽职调查。他们一周会收到40至60个来自全球的项目，那每一个性质也不太一样，像有一些是在基础建设的阶段或是技术阶段。那有很多技术的部分是在白皮书，白皮书的话是包括论点，他们要做什么样的项目，用到什么样的科技，以及最后就是如何运用这个科技来解决问题。所以来宾的工作是需要花很多时间去研究，去确保这些论点是合理的，还有他们的科技是可被执行的。那来宾也说，因为接触到很多不同类型的项目，所以几乎每一天都在学习新事物。目前工作上因为接触的是全球市场，所以很常使用到英文，像是要阅读白皮书的资料或者是跟团队开会。那来宾也认为，对于做全球生意的人来说，英文是非常重要的。那来宾也分享，其实在做早期阶段投资人来说，比较像是在投资人，因为他们有可能还在概念验证的阶段，或是产品还没做好，所以其实创办人就很重要。他们需要的是一位值得信任的人，并且有热情而且有能力交出产品的。那来宾也分享，其实红楼资本的资金已被调配了，所以 Comma 3是他们第二个基金。那简单的跟各位介绍一下基金运作的方式，架构会分成 GP 也就是合伙人，以及 LP 有限合伙人。那简单来说，就是 LP 就是出资金的人， GP 则是管理这些资金。那 GP 的工作就是要做很多尽职调查，通常100个专案当中只会有2个最后存活。那我们来复习一下刚刚来宾跟主持人提到一些片语跟词汇吧。第一个是 due diligence， due diligence， D-U-E D-I-L-I-G-E-N-C-E， 意思是尽职调查。第二个是 infrastructure， infrastructure， I-N-F-R-A-S-T-R-U-C-T-U-R-E， 意思是基础建设。第三个是 proof of concept， proof of concept， P-R-O-O-F-O-F-C-O-N-C-E-P-T， 意思是概念验证。第四个是trustworthy, trustworthy, T-R-U-S-T-W-O-R-T-H-Y, 意思是值得信任。那第五个就是 deployed, deployed, D-E-P-L-O-Y-E-D, 意思是调配。那我们继续来听接下来的专访吧。
Do you think we could switch gears a little bit to talk about your language? Because I love your philosophy on language, really on life, andHow did this language come to be? How are you speaking English so well?
Yeah, so I think I'm lucky because when I was a kid, so, my mom think English is very important in the future. So, she bring me to the English school to learn. And as a kid, I love English. And so my mom helped to develop my interest to the English. So when I was a kid, she bought a lot of movie video. Back to the day, it's like movie tap. It's a tape, right? Back to the day.
Wow. I'm thinking like a VHS.
Yeah, VHS. Yeah. So there's Aladdin, Lion King, all the Disney. So I love the cartoon, right? So I'm just like trying to listen what they say and watch the Chinese subtitle to understand. And every time when I like going to shower, I would try to talk to the mirror with their English, trying to like pronunciation to be correct just like that.
Oh, wow, that's so cool, man. So you would watch it and then go into the shower and just like talk to yourself the characters.
Trying to like practice.
That's awesome, man. And as you've developed more in that confidence level, what would you say really worked for you? I mean, as you became more of a man and now you're doing business, or maybe how did you approach foreigners in Taiwan and make friends like that?
Got it. Yeah. So I think the best part is like, you don't be scared to speak English. Because when I was a kid,I think English is not just a subject to me. Like, you need to prepare, you need to know the grammar, you need to get a high score in the test. Because English to me just a tool to make friends. Cause I'm an outgoing person and I like to make a friend. Because when you make a friend, you will learn new story from him. So if you want to learn, more people,It's just a tool. So you don't be like shy or scared. So I just use English as a tool. So like when I was in high school, every time when I saw there's a foreigner or tourist in like MRT station or Taipei train station, when I saw them pretty lost, I would say, hey, they need help. Where you want to go? I can bring you. So just like using it as a tool, don't be afraid, because when you talk to people, right, it's like heart to heart. Mm-hmm. It's not just using English. It's like,You don't be afraid, just use it.
I love that, man. And it makes me think too about what you said with your work with these new startup companies. It's like you're really just connecting with them and you're trying to speak English with them, speak to their heart and just see how they are and help them, right? And I love that because I think about all the countries I've been to where someone like you would maybe come up to me if I was lost and be like, hey, what's up, man? Like, do you need help? I'll be like, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, like I do.
Yeah. I remember back to the day, there's a very good experience. So back to the day, I was doing a backpacking, traveling to the U.S. So I live in a hostel and I stay with a German guy, two American, one from England and one from South Korea. So we start talking English. Like everyone just seemed like,oh, we're just a good friend, no matter where country we're from. And after that, they tell me like, yo, we didn't know that Taiwan is so cool, because they have a stereotype, right? So, Taiwan, maybe just like very like serious country, but they just realize Taiwan is a cool place.
Well, you're pretty cool, man. You're a good representation of Taiwan when you travel. Yeah, because I mean,when you and I met, you know, I think you were always like, yo, let's go surfing. Let's go to the gym. Let's go do activities. And then you were like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm also like super smart. I'm an electrical engineer. I'm a senior investment manager. I was like, what? Because I think we met. You were like, let's go surf. I was
let's
like,
let's go surfing, man.
Yeah. Dude, it's so cool. And so it's really beautiful, too, because I think how you just said that of, like, you know, maybe people think Taiwan is too serious. I think a lot of people think business is too serious, or maybe venture capital can be very serious. But if they get to meet someone like you, man, you bring, like, such cool energy. So how do you balance that? How do you balance between being friends with maybe startup founders mm-hmm. versus, like, you know, making, being serious and saying, like, hey, you know, we have to say no to this?
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of hard, but you need to, like, try to learn that. So when we have our, like, business meeting, it's, like, very serious mm-hmm. because we want investment, right? We want to invest. So we, like, everything we look into pretty deep and, like, very serious conversation. But all of that, we're still friends. So, mm-hmm. like, you need to build up the relationship, because when you guys are friends, you will have more connection and you can learn more about their vision, their goal. Yeah. Because sometimes we found that founders just like, they are good, but they just like, afraid to give out more information. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Cause they're afraid you might like take advantage of them or something, or
sometimes,
or yes. just like they're scared. They don't know how to do it yet.
Oh, sometimes they don't know how to do it because, you know, tech guys, sometimes a lot of geek, but you know, they are very smart. Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome, man. And so I'm so glad you're in this industry and you're watering the seeds of the future.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool.
Shout out to you, man. Shout out.
来宾的母亲认为英文很重要，所以从小就带他去学。那他自己也对英文非常有兴趣，因为他很爱看迪士尼卡通。那当时他会一边看中文字幕一边听，然后对浴室里面的镜子练习英文的发音。那来宾也说，他其实从小就认为英文不单单只是一个科目，而是一种工具。那他认为不要害怕开口说英文，尤其他个性又比较外向，也很喜欢交朋友，所以他其实在高中的时候，只要看到外国人或是游客在捷运或是北车等等的看似迷路的时候，他就会跑过去问他们需不需要帮忙。那来宾也说，他记得以前他在美国当背包客的时候，他住在青年旅馆时遇到了一位德国人、美国人、英国人跟韩国人，那他们其实就像好朋友一样用英文聊天。那些朋友们也说，因为他才知道原来台湾这么的酷。那因为刻板印象的关系，他们认为台湾是一个非常严肃的国家。来宾也分享他是如何在朋友跟公事之间取得平衡。那他说在商务会议上就会比较严肃，毕竟是他们要投资的东西，那他们也会比较多的研究，所以也会比较深入的探讨。那他也认为应该跟创办人当朋友，因为有了这层关系才能够更加了解他们的目标。因为他发现其实有时候创办人不敢给太多资讯，那有时候是因为他们担心会被占便宜，但也有时候是因为他们也不知道该怎么做。那我们继续来听接下来的专访吧。
Brother, it's coming to the end of the show, unfortunately, but a question I'd love to end with is, if you could go back and talk to a younger Alex, would there be any advice you'd give yourself?
I think I probably told myself, like, be brave, don't be scared, don't hesitate, just do it. Because you never try, you never know, right? But you try...There's some result will coming out. Mm. Yeah. No matter good or bad, because you can always like do some adjustment and go again. Yeah. Mm. So just be bold.
Be bold. I love that. Yeah. And I've been trying to even apply that to myself today. It's like, it's data, right? Good or bad. It's information.
Yeah. I love that.
And then you can iterate. You can get better with that.
Yeah. And because when you hesitate, it's just like you're overthinking. There's no action taken, right? Mm. So if there's no action taken,nothing gonna change. Mm-hmm. So just do it.
Just do it, man. Yeah. I love it.
Before doing it, you need to do the assessment, right? Of course. Yeah. But just do it. Yeah.
Do your DD, due diligence first, and then do it. Yeah. Yeah. I love that, man.
最后来宾会给年轻自己的建议就是别犹豫，勇敢一点，做就对了。因为你没试过就不会知道结果。就算结果是好的或是坏的，都可以再调整然后重新出发。那如果你犹豫的话，就会想太多，然后就不做任何的行动。那你不做任何的行动的话，就不会有任何的改变，所以就去做吧。那当然还是要先评估一下哦。那我们就谢谢今天的来宾 Alex。
Well, Alex, where can people maybe follow along with your life? Maybe where can they reach out to you or check out what your company is investing in?
Oh yeah, so our company website is commma3.co is our company website. Oh, and also my Instagram handle is alexc0512.
AlexC0512. I'm guessing your birthday, May 12th.
Yeah, smart.
Thank you for joining us on the NG Yingwen Show, man. I hope we get to surf together or work out together or just share a laugh together. I'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, it's my honor to join the show. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on the NG Ingwen Show. Please go follow along with Alex, AlexC0512 on Instagram, or myself, JohnDrummond89 or Yang Haolin. All right, everyone. Stay bold, stay curious, stay happy. Much love.
Peace.
All right. Well, that is our NG Ingwen Show for today. We hope everyone enjoyed listening to that. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now Spotify. You can search NG Ingwen, or you can search on IG, NG English, ICRT. And don't forget to tune in every Wednesday morning from 6:30 to 7, and Wednesday night from 9 to 9:30. We'll catch you on the next episode. Bye-bye.